Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on 9 August 2007 with the national theme City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, What Makes a Country Great? Delivered on March 8, 1993 in Singapore.
Dear Supreme Master, how to request for urgent spiritual aid, help, protection, grace, love, mercy from you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you.
Whenever you need it, then you request inside you. Is the request come must be spontaneously and sincere, and then you will be granted. And I will ask God to help you immediately. Okay? I myself don't have any power, but I will ask God to help you. He granted me that any request from me, He will grant it. So I will give it to you. Second hand better than nothing. That's why I have invited you to come and meditate. Join in an initiation, have meditation practice, and get in touch directly with Him and ask Him. And you don't have to go through me, the third person agent. It's better to know your own power and bless yourself and do everything in the blessing of yourself, of your God self, of the kingdom of God within you. Yes, then you don't have to even rely on me, whether you believe me or not. I am exactly the same like you. It's just that you don't know how to use your power, so you become like a beggar. And if you know it, you are just like God. Because you and God are one. At least you are the children of God. You are entitled to have most of God's power, at least most of God's power. Why don't you claim for it? Yeah?
Dearest Master Ching Hai, I am 14 years old. I'm a student and my mother is an initiate. I really look forward to getting initiation from Master. Will Master allow me to get initiation? Thank you.
Sure, welcome. From 12 years old, if you have your parents' approval, you may get initiation completely. From 6 years old, if you have your parents' approval, but if you have parents also initiate, then you may also get initiation, 50%.
Master, what is Buddha nature?
The Buddha nature is this. You see it? You see Buddha nature? No? The Buddha nature is the one that makes you sit here and listen to me. The Buddha nature is the one who makes you eat when you're hungry. The Buddha nature is the one who makes you love another person and not the other. The Buddha nature is the one who seeks enlightenment. The Buddha nature is the one that seeks the Buddha nature itself. All right? It's very confusing, but that's the best I can explain to you.
Master, does the Kuan Yin method involve qi, as in qi gong?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't involve qi, but then all your qi will open.
Master, can you please teach me how to meditate correctly? Thanks.
Well, the meditation itself is a part of the whole process of self-improvement or a wisdom opening, a wisdom rediscovering. And then, accompany meditation, we should have moral discipline and we should have a high ideal for life. Therefore, a meditation alone is not very sufficient. Therefore, I would suggest that you also keep to a very good standard of ethical living, like you try to avoid harming sentient beings, you try avoid too much meat and liquor, which harm with dull your intelligence and your higher power of spirituality, also trying many other virtuous deeds. And then, when you meditate, you should concentrate on the inner wisdom, or on Amitabha Buddha, or Jesus, or Mohammed, or whomever you worship the most and you believe the most. But that is just about kind of general guideline. Or when we initiate people, we teach more deeply and more detail. And then you know how to meditate better. And then I will have to look after you daily, understand, until you fully grow up and develop yourself. Sometimes just if to teach you to meditate at random, and later you lost touch and you might feel a little bit confused, and it might not be very good for you. Except if you truly want to learn some kind of convenient method without having to be fully vegetarian or fully initiated, you may get in touch with our practitioner in Singapore, and like this we have more in touch with you in case you have more questions in the future or you develop some more intelligence or some other question, then we have to take care of you. Understand? And get initiation is the best. Then I can look after you inside and outside. It's safer.
Master, how do we achieve power through meditation?
After you meditate, you will achieve the power. It's not a question of how. It will come automatically. Because the superpower, the supreme master power inside already exists. We just kind of dig into it, you know, rediscover it and use it partially or wholly according to our need and position in life.
Master, you mentioned that the Buddha nature and the kingdom of God is all within us. Is there an external God and an internal God?
Yes and no. The external God is the one who sits in front of me. And the internal God is the one who finds it within each one of you. But actually, the external God and the internal God are one, the same. The internal God makes the external God. Just maybe multiply it so that the internal God can see the outer God. Just maybe for fun. But actually, it's the same. Only one.
Dear Master, I'm on convenient method member. During meditation, once I saw a bright yellow light. Another time, I saw a bright white light. Can you please explain this? Thank you.
What else can I explain? If you saw the light, that means you saw your own nature. Even if I just teach you a convenient method, it means not initiation. And you still have the taste of the kingdom of God within. The more we see the light, the more intelligent we become. The more loving we will be. That is the result of meditation. Not that we see the light, or not that we hear the sound is good. It's just good because of the result of it. Just like the food is tasty, it's fine. But then our body is also derive nourishment from it. And that is the best part of eating food, right? Because we have nourishment, apart from good taste. Similarly, the inner food, if we taste it, it not only uplifts our spirit, make us feel happy and charged with the energetic power, but also open our inner wisdom, make us see things in a better light, make us endure hardship in a better way, etc. Yeah? And that we can solve problems in a quicker way and in a better light. Understand everything better than before. And we become more loving and tolerant to other people.
Dear Master, is it true that it's easier to meditate in the USA? Some authors claim that the energy is higher there.
Why do you look down upon Singapore people when after I have praised you so much? Huh? Now then, this is a problem of complexity. Huh? That's the problem with looking outside and not looking inside. If you look inside, the Buddha is here right now. The Buddha's land is in you and in Singapore, also in America. Also anywhere, even in your toilet, excuse me. Yes, some of our disciples, sometimes they have to do their duty as a citizen, and then they have to go into the army, yeah? And in the army they have to sleep all together, and sometimes noisy, smoking, and they cannot be quiet to meditate, so they went into the toilet, lock themselves there, and meditate for a while. And they see everything they want to see. Buddhas, and no, Buddhas never feel that he should not come into the bathroom. Yeah? Only we discriminate. Yeah? Singapore is all right. I would like to stay here. Don't dream about another land. Singapore is the best land for you. Okay?
Dear Master, what happens during meditation and what do you hear and see?
It depends on your level of consciousness. If you are in probably in an elementary level, and you probably hear some different sound, and if you are a little bit dimmer light, or see some different scenery, etc., and if you are on a higher level, you hear different sound, higher pitch, or more beautiful, and more selective, more acquisitive, more exclusive. And then you see a higher or brighter light, or a higher civilization in the universe, a higher planet, or higher plane of existence. Okay? And there are many levels. Could be up to many long levels. But we will bring you up to the fifth level, and then there you will be on your feet. And you became Buddha. All-knowing, all-pervading, omnipotent, omnipresent. And then we leave you, and then you further study yourself. There are more to explore in the universe.
Master, what is the highest nature? Is it a state of being or feeling?
Actually, human language is not adequate to describe the highest nature of ourselves. Only the best way is we know it ourselves. But then, at that time, then we don't know anything. First we don't know anything, and then we have to learn to become enlightened. And later when we know everything, it seems like we don't know anything. So now if you tell me to explain the highest state of the universe, I'm speechless. I'm speechless. I just know it, but I cannot explain it to you. So please excuse me very much. Huh?
Master, is the Kuan Yin method the same as Zen?
It used to be same as Zen, but nowadays Zen, most of the Zen are not like the olden Zen. Therefore, I can say yes and also no. Yes before, in ancient time, no, in modern time.
Master, is UFO true? Who are these people?
True, UFO is true. These people who belong to UFO are those people who are from other planets. Some of them are more civilized than ours. Some of them are also people like our Earth. Or some of them are more invisible to the human eyes, but they are very civilized. They're more technically civilized. So they can do, they can invent many machines and many, flying objects, which our Earth have not yet been capable of making. That is all. They are true. There are numerous planets in the universe. We can explore them when we come inside.
Master, is the method of meditation the same as the one practiced by Kuan Yin Bodhisattva in the Shruang Dhamma Sutra system spoken by Sakyamuni Buddha?
Yes, sir. Yes, exactly the same.
Master, can you please explain the process of initiation?
Nothing actually to explain to you. Because when I transmit to you the so-called initiation, I don't speak at all. We will sit in silence and perceive the Tao. But then, maybe before that, some of my disciples will explain to you the way, how to keep the precept, and how, it will be better for you in some way, or how to sit so that you'll be more comfortable, and where to concentrate so that you will, your thoughts will not be astray, etc. Huh? Alright? But I cannot explain it here.
Master, I'm a follower of Mahikari and I've been a vegetarian for 8 years. I like meditation. Can I be initiated?
Sure, welcome. Please.
Master, how do you get to know your inner self and how to reach that supreme power?
Through initiation and sincerity. Yeah, I'll show you how, because I know the way.
Master, is our present life related to our past life?
Don't you think? Yeah? Is your today related to yesterday? Yes, sure. Same, our present life related to past life.
Master, I was a sailor. Once Jesus came so close to my side in order to solve the problems on board the ship. I was so truly happy for 3 days. I go without food or sleep. I only drank water. But that happiness is fading day by day since 5 years ago. How can I get that happiness back?
Get initiation. You will see him again.
Master, if one day we see the Western paradise through Kuan Yin method, how do we know it is not just an illusion due to our wishes to see it?
Visions, of course, have two kinds, illusion and true. If you see a hallucination or illusion, you will feel very tired, exhausted afterward, and you don't feel fulfilled and enjoyment. But like the sailor I just mentioned, he saw Jesus truly appear to him. Therefore, he was happy for 3 days. He didn't even need food. Understand? But that is a short-lived experience. If we practice meditation according to instruction of an experienced teacher, you will preserve this every day. Maybe less, maybe more, but somehow you preserve some part of this joyfulness in life. And then you can do everything in this joyful mood. Understand? That's why we have to find first the kingdom of God, and then other things shall be added unto you. We have to see it face to face with Jesus. We have to see God face to face. We have to know our own kingdom. And then we'll be always joyful. And we offer service without any complaint. And we'll be more intelligent, more efficient, more loving in every way. And our life will completely fulfill. Without material possession even. It's truly like that. Because you're happy, you don't need it. I can tell by my own experience. that even though I have a lot of work and my physical is not very strong, I'm smaller than most of you, and lighter even. But I can work a lot and happy, even though I have pressure from the bad karma of the different people and different mentality and demanding. But still, inner, I'm very stable and happy. And you don't need much food. And therefore, the more you practice, the more economic even. I eat only once today, you believe it or not. Only once today. And even that makes me feel tired. But I have to put some fuel into this car so that it runs. But after I eat, I just feel so tired even. And same with you. So therefore, the inner food is very good for you. You can eat once or twice a day, completely enough. And you work very hard, but you don't feel so tired. Understand? I'm only tired when I eat the food. After I eat the food, I feel tired. even only once today, I feel tired afterwards. I had to rest from eating. From eating. Not from working, mind you. Huh? And I ate very little then. Very little. Just very little. For the whole day. For 24 hours then. Understand? So I can understand that sailor that he didn't eat for 3 days. That is true. Just like when Confucius, he heard a music. They say music, but it must be inner heavenly music, because in Zhuangzi and Laozi and Kongzi, they often mention the heavenly music. When he heard that, he doesn't know the taste of food for 3 months. Yeah, that's what it is. 3 days, 3 months, or 3 weeks is according to the strength of the samadhi, of the joy that we receive from heaven, according to our inner discipline, understand? Our outer discipline, that we can keep that state of mind very long or short. That's why when we teach our failure practitioners Guan Yin method, we teach them also moral discipline, and also how to protect ourselves every day from the so-called influence of this world, of the non-practitioners, and also to keep our inner happiness to last longer. But then, even you don't need to keep it, because you meditate today, you get it joyful today, and you meditate tomorrow, you get it again, so just add in more and more all the time. Just like you earn so much money and you don't know how to spend it. And then, you will leak it out into the worldly environment and help uplifting the consciousness of the whole world. And then the whole universe also. We all link together in the universe. Therefore, many of other planetary people, they came to our world in UFO in order to try maybe to connect with us so that we can develop together. Because if our Earth is underdeveloped, it affects also other planets. We cannot together work, we cannot cooperate. It's just like in Singapore. If your people, the citizens of Singapore, do not cooperate with the government in a higher position, then also it's difficult for the government to work.
Master, I practice spiritual healing as an act of mercy for the salvation of beings.
Very good.
Must I refrain from getting initiated?
No. Not actually. You don't need to. But then you waste all your energy on healing. And therefore your meditational practice might not improve very fast. Because whatever we do with the ego, it will sap our inner strength. Because we do it with a limited resource of power. And when we study Guan Yin method, we have to start to learn to rely on the greatest power, which heals without healing, which does without doing. Therefore, you should maybe refrain whenever not necessary to do this kind of healing. So the people who come to you have to look inside themselves, to look for their own great power to heal themselves. And you also will develop this great power, and later you heal without healing, you heal without knowing even. In many cases, my disciples all over the world, for example, they see me come in and heal them or help them. Many cases like that. But I don't know about it. I cannot be proud because I'm not doing it personally, individually, or intentionally to heal somebody. but we will heal the whole world. Whoever has affinity with us and sincerity pray to us, we heal them without healing. We know we do things without doing. At that time, you are not entangled in the karmic pattern of the lower universe, and then you will not be into trouble. But your help extends to the whole world without you feeling proud, without feeding your ego. And we have more number of people instead of one by one, two by two, and exhausting our resource. That is why I say better to refrain from spiritual healing, so-called spiritual healing. I don't say refrain from healing, but I just tell you to heal in a higher level, in a more vast, power that you can heal at the same time thousands of people, not only one or two or three, okay? It's up to you. You can come for initiation, but I suggest that way.
Appreciate your eco-friendly presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for the final episode of What Makes a Country Great. And now, please stay tuned for more positive programming on Supreme Master Television. May your life be filled with God's blessings and boundless love.